Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Florida man, yeah, John Jackson and I were talking about Florida man. That was like the big thing on social media, at least a few years ago, that you would find the funniest, craziest, wackiest criminal stories ever if you just followed Florida man. It was like every AP headline was Florida man. But yeah, John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house with us here on this Tuesday. Man, you and I were just talking off air. KTVQ, the local liberal TV station, on their Facebook page had a story about a Maryland man deported to El Salvador. A Maryland man. He's from El Salvador. He's in this country illegally, and he's an MS-13 gang member. But nope. Maryland man, according to the liberal media.
And that was the other big win from the Supreme Court yesterday, is Chief Justice John Roberts stepped in and halted this illegal order coming from another hack judge out there, in which that judge was ordering the Trump administration to bring this guy back from El Salvador. Okay, first of all, he's a deported illegal alien gang member. And second, they have no jurisdiction over El Salvador. I mean, John Roberts stepped in and stopped it. Well, the way the media reports it is a judge halted an order. No. Not the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. No, it's a judge.
And now, sad news out of a judge in Washington. You know, it's like they hate to report this very good news that this MS-13 gang member is going to have to stay in El Salvador, his home country, for a little bit longer. I mean, just the bias with these guys. It reminds me, too, I was laughing because, you know, a Maryland man, he's not a Maryland man. There was a guy busted for illegally having guns in Bozeman. And under the Biden U.S. attorney, this was just like a year or two ago here in Montana, their press release says, a Gallatin Gateway man. It's like, he's not a Gallatin Gateway man. I think he was either Mexico or Guatemala or somewhere. I don't know. But he's not a Gallatin Gateway man. He might be illegally, having guns and probably other things in Gallatin Gateway. But that does not make him a Gallatin Gateway man. He didn't, anyway.
You know, the law enforcement officials out here, particularly federal law enforcement across the country during Biden's whole term, they were told, all of them across the board, first of all, don't talk to the media without getting it through us first. And second, you will never talk about the border.
Nunca.
At all to the media. Because you know what? Every discussion you got in over the last 4 years, if you started talking about drugs and crime, and like here in Montana on the reservations, where does that go to immediately? Where did all of this come from? It came from the southern border that, of course, Joe Biden had wide open. And as we found out the other day, was paying $15 billion to the human smugglers, the human traffickers down there, the worst people in the world. He was paying them $15 billion.
But yeah, the real big news John was alluding to, and wokeness share this, the Supreme Court rules Trump has the authority to use the Alien Enemies Act against Venezuelan illegals. Judge Bozo Boasberg's order is void. I added the Bozo part there. I hope that was okay.
It works.
You okay
works
with that?
It's perfect.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't want to offend you and want you clutching pearls.
It's April 8th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Empanada Day, meaning bread wrapped. They are dough wrapped with a filling. The origins of the empanada, not totally known. There are references to them in Persia and dates back to 100 BC, but many think they came from Galicia, a region in Spain. Also on this day, British rock band The Clash releasing their debut album in 1977, titled The Clash.
London's burning!
One of the first modern programming languages, COBOL, was created in 1959. COBOL, standing for the Common Business-Oriented Language, and was mostly designed by Grace Hopper, nicknamed Amazing Grace. And some baseball history. Today, in 1974, Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's home run record, hitting his 715th home run. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Did you and your spouse split last year? Here's what you both need to know when filing your taxes. I'm Jenny Cosola with your Fox Business Tax Tip.
It's the Will Cain Show. Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss a show. Get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
If you formalized a divorce at any time up until December 31st, then for tax purposes, you are considered split for the entire year. This means you'll now file as single unless you qualify as the head of household or remarried before the end of the year. If you had children, things could become more complicated. CPA Bill Dendy says parents can alternate who claims a child.
The custodial parent can give that right in any tax year to the non-custodial parent, and they can agree amongst themselves on when does it make more sense to have the child on one return and not the other.
Jenny Cosola, Fox News. Hey.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John Jackson, the Joker from X in the house. I got to play just one clip here from Stephen Miller, from the great Stephen Miller, Deputy White House Chief of Staff, responding to this big news out of the United States Supreme Court. This was shared by Rapid Response 47. I think he was on with Hannity last night.
This was a huge, I mean, a monumental victory for President Trump. The biggest legal win of this administration so far. A total embarrassment for crazy Judge Boasberg, who's been trying to force this president to bring foreign alien terrorists back onto American soil, trying to turn our planes around, trying to empty prisons in foreign countries and bring them back to our soil. This is a monumental, colossal victory for the rule of law, for the Constitution, for our founding generation, John Adams, who signed this law into effect in 1798, and for President Trump in fulfilling his mandate and campaign pledge.
All right. Yeah, that's just part of what he had to say. Then, of course, he tears in to the Democrats and these liberal judges who allowed these criminal illegal aliens to enter this country in the first place and then to stay in this country, talking about, you know, the criminal illegals who assaulted and murdered young victims like Lake and Riley, Jocelyn Nungery, and so many others. John, but of course, the Democrats and the left-wing media mob, they say, oh, well, that's just an old law. It's just an old law.
You know what? My answer to that right away, because that's one of the first things they said, and I said, well, yep, I mean, freedom of the press is a pretty old thing, too. Why don't we get rid of that? Let's strike that right now. Okay, let's start regulating the press. The thing about this ruling is, see, Boasberg, there's a 1948 case right out of the Supreme Court that says that not only upheld the Alien Enemies Act, but also said that the judiciary has almost zero oversight of it. Not to mention the fact he was attempting to have jurisdiction over events that took place in Texas. Okay, just because President Trump and his administration resides in D.C. They do not care what the law is. And see, that used to matter 30 years ago. Judges kind of existed on their reputation for not being overturned, that their rulings were ironclad. See, these people don't care about this anymore. It's just being a lefty radical warrior. And, hey, if they delayed Trump for just a little bit, they're heroes. That's all that matters.
John, just so you guys know, John really wants a fancy title like senior fellow.
Right.
So I'm going to quote Jeremy Carl just so I can remind John that he's not a senior fellow. Jeremy Carl, great guy. He's a senior fellow. Did you know that, John? With the Claremont Institute.
I've heard that before. I've heard that once or twice. Yeah,
he's a senior fellow with the Claremont Institute and lives in Bozeman. But he had a great tweet like 2 weeks ago or so. I'm just going to go off of memory here where he said, If a president can allow 20 million illegal aliens to invade this country, and then another president can't expeditiously remove them from this country, we don't have a country. You don't have a democracy. You don't have a republic. You have nothing.
That is absolutely correct. And that's what they're trying to tell you. But they are going to make this happen, COC. And what we've said on our podcast and spaces over the last couple of weeks is what President Trump can easily do if it came down to it. He's already declared an emergency, a national emergency on the border. also then declare that all of these, particularly these criminal illegals, are a clear and present danger to the national security of the United States, and direct all law enforcement agencies involved in this. Under that heading, you will grab up all these people. There will be a military base in your state where you would deliver them all to, and they are out of here. And nobody's going to stop it. We're declaring it under national security.
John and I were talking more off air about, you know, my main concern is that yes, it's good that the Supreme Court just, once again reaffirmed the fact that the president can use the Alien Enemies Act to deport these criminal illegal aliens out of this country. But my concern, though, is that they're still given the green light to efforts to slow walk the removal of these illegal aliens through the judicial process, et cetera. But so I want you to hear that conversation as well. But first, let's sneak on at our first caller here. We've got Lee in Kalispell. Lee, what's your thoughts?
Yes, it deals with criminal terrorists getting rid of them into other countries. Now, they talk about all the people who have been killed by them. Now, we got over 100,000. That's 100,000 people, or that's a lot of people that won't be killed because of them.
Yeah, so not only are you protecting the country by blocking any new illegal aliens from entering the country, but you're removing a massive threat. Great point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And like the guy Antonio Gracias from Doge already showed, it's not just how they are victimizing this country with their crime, with the murders and rapes and robberies and all that, but how they are looting the place, looting our already very, very scant resources when it comes to our entitlements. They're, you know, Social Security, Medicaid, they're all over all of these benefits, and they're draining them right now. They are just massive leeches on the society in every way possible. Healthcare, education, on and on and on. You're talking trillions of dollars. They all got to go.
Hey, Maryland man. Hey, Maryland man. You know, they keep calling this guy the Maryland man, the MS-13 gang member, illegal alien from El Salvador. I just thought this was rather ironic. When I first heard Stephen Miller talk about that guy, he called him Kilmore Garcia. I thought he was joking. His name is actually Kilmore. His name is the illegal alien MS-13 gang member who they keep calling Maryland Man. His name is Kilmar. That's who they are fighting to keep in this country, a guy named Kilmar.
Well, you know what? Sake, Kilmar? You know, Sake? You know what, Kilmar? Don't hang around with all these scumbags and you won't get picked up. That's just how it works.
It's like we don't want to kill more. We want to kill less Americans. That's what this whole deportation thing's all about here. But they want Kilmar.
Kilmar al sur. Se va.
Oh,
adios.
My goodness. All right. How do we say a la break in Espanol?
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Even if the imposition of the highest tariffs in almost 100 years were good economic policy, which manifestly they are not, the way in which they've been rolled out is poisonous to the global economic growth that has powered prosperity for going on three decades. At their heart, they undermine the very thing that has made America a good place to invest, and that is the predictability of our laws and institutions. The new tariffs are not a law, far from it. They're a creative interpretation of executive power in exactly the same sense as the Biden administration's multiple attempts to forgive hundreds of billions of dollars of student loan debt were. They are as unpredictable as the actions taken by another activist administration of an earlier era, FDR, during the Great Depression. And tragically, they will likely produce the same outcome, the fatal hesitation of investors and risk takers to commit to actions that ultimately spark economic growth. When policies change on a whim, it's rational to sit on your hands for a while. It's also a recipe for an economic shipwreck. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. New York State wants to track your firearms purchases. You'll have to decide if you'd use a credit or debit card now. Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York State, signed three bills into law recently, all having to do with firearms and Second Amendment activities of New Yorkers. But one specifically now requires banks to notate if purchases are made at a retailer of firearms or firearms-related products. The new law creates merchant codes, which will be affixed to transaction records for purchases or other activity using cards at such businesses. Hochul and the bill's supporters claim it will help to curb gun violence because it will empower financial institutions to flag suspicious activity. But legal purchases by people passing background checks and having their proper New York State or city permits could potentially be flagged. And the banks remind that merchant codes don't reveal products in a given transaction. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. It's tariff mania. We will continue to break down the absolute latest there, and we will dive into the question at the top of everyone's hearts and minds. Who won the Clay and Buck Bracket Challenge? Plus, Buck.
Well, that's going to keep us busy for a lot of the show, but also, is the global economy a meltdown? Don't worry, it's going to be fine. We'll talk on Clay and Buck.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that you're not disturbed when you're driving. And when you're calling from point A to B, I need you to stay safely, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that you're not disturbed when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safely, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's okay, John. It's already in your DMs. So, John, I sent you this message on X earlier this morning, and I was like, and now I'm like, you know what? I just need to just post this on X. I just need to tweet this out. So I tweeted it out. This is how it all starts. John just asked me during the break, hey, did you hear about the dire wolf? Yeah, John, what's the story here? I heard it on Fox and Friends earlier this morning as well.
Yeah, this is straight out of Jurassic Park. They have now replicated and have two dire wolves, which have not been on this planet for the last 10,000 years. And I'll read it to you. They were returned from extinction using genetic edits. Derived from a complete direwolf genome, meticulously reconstructed from ancient DNA found in fossils dating back between 11,000 and 72,000 years ago. And these things are right out of Game of Thrones. If you ever watch Game of Thrones, these are these massive wolves.
So, yeah, so I saw this Guns N' Roses Girl 3, Science Girl on X. You're hearing the first howl of a dire wolf in over 10,000 years, back from extinction, using ancient DNA from fossils up to 72,000 years old, Colossal reconstructed a full genome through precise CRISPR edits. CRISPR is like the technology they use, right, for this. Anyway, and brought the species to life. So this is the howl. And this, when I heard this howl, I was like, man, John. I was like, man, this is how it all starts. They look all fuzzy and cute. Yeah, they look fuzzy and cute, but that's how it all starts, John.
And have you seen the pictures of them? They're 6 months old now, and they're already as big as a full-grown wolf. Wait till they are a year or 2 years old, where they're 250-pound freaking monsters. Right? Oh, you know what Jeff Goldblum said in Jurassic Park?
Judge Malloy is going to put these things in your backyard tomorrow. Judge Malloy is going to be like, yeah, we need some of these in Missoula. You know,
remember what the famous line that Jeff Goldberg said in Jurassic Park, where he was talking about them recreating dinosaurs, and he said, you people spent all this time wondering if you could do a thing versus thinking about where you should do it.
It was all those timber mills 10,000 years ago. That's why the dire wolf went extinct. It was all those timber mills, John. You know, if they didn't have all those roads and those timber mills, the dire wolf would have never gone extinct 10,000 years ago.
See, I understand now why my puppy that I picked up from the pound that nobody wanted, I understand now why she is insane because she's a dire wolf. I get it now.
All right, let's get on that's a serious topic. I was going to say, let's move to some serious topics, but that's some serious stuff right there.
It actually is, yeah.
Could really be really, really, really serious. Steve in Ballantyne, what's going on, Steve?
Morning, guys. Well, I got to be really discreet, but apparently school board elections are starting to get into play right now because there's a new out in school district 37. There's a new poster that I just seen this morning. Big one. All I can tell you guys is this individual and his family are more than disgusting. They tried to pull a wool or pull something, and it's to do with easement. They tried to pull something on a neighbor, and it was beyond nasty because they didn't go to full blown court, but they got their hands slapped. They were trying to do something to a good friend, and they retaliated on something that is so disgusting. I don't even want to say it on the air. And now this individual family member is running for school board. So I'm just saying that people need to really, really do their research. And I don't even want to say it on for.
Yeah, I appreciate you not using specific names.
Decency to my friend, very good friend. What they pulled as of, they've been doing it for the last, 8 years probably. They do it every year.
Well, yeah, no, I appreciate you not using specific names just because, just so we can, verify, and then there's allegations, and then you get into it back and forth. But your broader point about, hey, school board elections are coming up, vet these candidates, vet these individuals. John, I know Billings has some competitive school board elections coming up. Apparently there's been some good candidates that have stepped up to the plate there. But, man, we've had some, talk about crazy candidates for school board. I mean, some of the hardcore transgender activists have been propped up by the teachers union to try to run in the past. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're up to it again.
Think about it. You never really thought about your school board. You never really thought about your county health officer, any of that stuff until COVID. And COVID brought this all up of the tyranny of these people and their power when they actually wanted to use it, when they actually wanted to keep your kids masked or keep your kids out of school or shut down all your businesses just on a whim. That's what everybody's like, oh man, this government here is out of control. We need to get back in here and take control of this thing.
Hey, did you see the photographs that I shared? Darren Gobb, who has the Montana Sentinel website, did a great report on the hands-off protest in Helena. And then Roy McKenzie with Western Montana News had a great report out of Missoula. But did you see the photographs? I called it the Carnival of Crazy, exposing the anti-Trump protests in Montana. And I even shared a photograph. John, you'll be proud of me. Darren sent me this photo. He's like, I didn't want to post this one on our website, but check out how crazy this was. I thought, you know what? Montana needs to see the crazy. So I posted a photo that even Darren wouldn't post on his website. I posted it because people need to see the crazy, I think.
And I'm not even watching any of that stuff. I'm not paying any attention to it because I know who they are. I know they are all paid. They're all paid with our freaking money to be out there as domestic terrorists. And they got a guy, I think it was in D.C. the other day, they got him on camera to admit he was being paid $25 an hour and was out there recruiting people to get paid to do that for $25 an hour to be out there screaming and acting like lunatics.
Yeah, and no matter how many people they get to show up, breaking news, you're still in the minority in a major way. And I love that meme. You pointed out that it's a very old meme. It's from Trump's first term. But basically, it's a photo of Trump saying, Adam Schiff like this is why I won in the first place. So keep pulling this Adam Schiff with these stupid, crazy carnivals of crazy protests, because you're just reminding people why they voted for Donald Trump and the Republicans in the first place. Let's go back to the phone lines. We've got Kat in Eastern Montana. Kat, what's your thoughts on the hands-off protests?
Well, that's an excellent question, Aaron. I'm glad you asked. But I just want to thank our veterans and, guys, the radical liberal loons having a hands-off protest was so fitting and appropriate, and I will tell you why. Because that's exactly how I feel about our children, women's sports, women's bathrooms, women's prisons, women's shelters. Hands off, back off. But I have no doubt in my mind that the radical left will continue to put their grubby, blood-soaked hands all over the unborn. And as far as Bernie coming to town, I hope Bernie has a special one-on-one with our gay, radicalized judge who wants to call me a bigot for demanding safe women's spaces. I hope you guys have a blessed day, and goodbye.
All right. Great to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Yeah, did you hear about this LGBTQ judge in Missoula?
Yep.
He's the one who's pushing, you know, big surprise, personal bias. He's the judge who blocked the bill protecting women's privacy in bathrooms and locker rooms, in women's shelters and women's prisons. And so here you have a gay judge pushing his LGBTQ agenda. Why does he hate women so much? Whatever you do with your lifestyle is you, but this was the most moronic decision I've ever seen, I think, in recent times here, where Held v. Montana is up there too, but he argues that, well, a man's right to privacy is more important than a woman's right to privacy, that a man can walk into a women's bathroom in a locker room and his right to privacy is more important than hers.
Where we've got, you saw, I knew the second that law got signed by the governor, you knew, you're just like, okay, countdown, 3, 2, before that gets in front, before they judge shop that in front of one of their judges here in Montana and get it struck down. You knew that was coming. But like we've talked on your show a bunch of times, we are so far off the mark here in the United States about separate but equal, the emphasis on equal branches. Now we have gotten to the point to where we give these people wearing robes, they are the ultimate veto. They are the people above the president, above the Congress and your legislature, above lawmakers, everybody. They decide what's going to be what. Although we got some good rulings out of SCOTUS yesterday, this has to end. It has to get back to separate but equal.
All right. Well, we got our next caller on the phone lines wants to weigh in on the dire wolf pups, well, not so pups anymore. Let's see, we got a caller in Moore, Montana. Let's see, Josh, yeah, what's your thoughts on the dire wolf pups?
Well, you know, I think it's crazy that they can extract DNA from fossils from however long ago you said they did or how long they've been extinct, but we can't find a cure for cancer. I mean, technology's come that far, and we can recreate a 250, 300-pound wolf, and I'm a cattle rancher, so I don't think more wolves are the answer anyway. But,
that's right.
But, we can't find a cure for cancer and use technology that way.
Well, and what about that? There was like that 80-year-old Montana guy who was playing around with sheep ball DNA and concocted a DNA. That guy got arrested and prosecuted, but hey, bring back a dire wolf from extinction but leave the sheep ball guy in prison, apparently, right? That's crazy.
Yeah, the Montana monster or whatever he called him, and he was selling them for big money.
Yeah, they'll howl over that one. You know, mess around with sheep balls, John. So, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Bring back the dog.
Go to jail.
Wolf,
go to jail. Don't mess with the boys. Go to jail.
Jurassic Park.
Edition Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. It's Tariff Mania. We will continue to break down the absolute latest there, and we will dive into the question at the top of everyone's hearts and minds. Who won the Clay and Buck Bracket Challenge? Plus, Buck.
Well, that's going to keep us busy for a lot of the show. But also, is the global economy in meltdown? Don't worry, it's going to be fine. We'll talk on Clay and Buck.
You're in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on Earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. I got a great, great question from Jeff Laslofi with the Montana Family Foundation, who's listening in right now. And, of course, he always does a great legislative update. But he had the same concern that I had when I saw this ruling out of the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday, which is like, okay, good. The Supreme Court is getting Bozberg out of the equation, moving it down to Texas, and they reaffirmed what the Supreme Court said back in 1948, that yes, the president can use the Alien Enemies Act to deport criminal illegal aliens, but they're basically affording full due process for these non-citizens. We've had 10 to 20 million illegal aliens flood into this country, so how long and how hard is it going to be to get rid of those millions of non-citizens. John's actually got a great response to this, a great plan, which I think is the Trump plan. So we'll tell you about that here in just a second. But first, we've got a couple callers who've been patiently waiting. The mighty Human Z, who has that Behind Enemy Lines podcast on Rumble with the Joker here. Z, great to hear from you.
Well, gentlemen, this is Senator Bernie Sanders calling. And I have to tell everyone, do not, before I come out to your great state, do not go onto Rumble and look up my 2019 speech where I said I was for tariffs. Do not do that. Do not wear a onesie. Are you for the tariffs? Are you for the tariffs? I am against the tariffs. I was in 2019. And dire wolves, I was a dire wolf. Dire wolf is pretty dire now. We don't need the tariffs, but we need the tariffs. I said 2019. Do not go on YouTube and look that up on the YouTube. Do not. It's about 2019. Don't pick a 2019. Don't pick a 2019. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, that's great. Yeah. Mittens. Mittens is coming, John. Bernie Sanders is coming to Missoula later this month, and it's like, oh, my goodness. And those, that carnival of crazy in Missoula, they're just going to eat up every second of it. They're a bunch of freaking hypocrites. I put it on our website yesterday. Old rich white guy coming to Missoula to complain about oligarchs, because that's really what this is. You know, I don't know if he'll have his mittens or not, but he might need them. You never know in April.
Well, and they had Tim Walz come here. Tampon Tim came through, and now they're getting crazy Bernie. And like you just said, you said in the other segment, what in 2017 you had this meme out there where everybody was saying this is how you got Trump. By you people acting nuts. Well, they're doing all of that same thing again, all those same things again here in 2024, because they don't care. That's who they are now. They are the nutty to left. The inmates are running the asylum, and it doesn't matter. You know, all the people that used to keep them in check are all out, or they're 80 years old walking around with canes. The inmates are running the asylum.
Now, with regard to the concern Jeff Laszlofy raised, same concern I raised, which is, okay, oh, but here they go. Yes, they greenlighted the use of the Alien Enemies Act, but now they're going to try to slow walk the removal of these illegal aliens by giving every single one of them this full judicial process. John, you had a great response. We were talking earlier this morning off air a little bit more that basically – well, you say it, because I don't need to recap it. You're right here. You can recap it.
I'll just recap it just exactly. Here's the bus rolling up to the military base, okay? And I'm going to get on with my bullhorn to the 100 people we have in this bus and say, escúchame, like, listen up, okay? Here's your choice getting off this bus, gentlemen. Okay, you can self-deport and walk right over here and get on this plane, and you're out of here. If you want to contest your deportation, you're going to get on this other bus and go to jail until we process you, and then you're going to the jail in El Salvador. You pick, gentlemen. Everybody off the bus. Here we go. Left to right. Left to right. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
99 out of 100 of them are going to take the left one and voluntarily
flight back
deport
to Caracas. They'll probably have grapes and olives waiting for you when you get home to the motherland. Yeah. Yeah. I love that response. We can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way. You want to kick and throw a temper tantrum and fight to stay in this country? Well, we can go that route, and then you can end up in El Salvador at the end of this process. Or you can take the easy flight out right now.
And we're going to President Trump can take however many, a dozen or whatever, of these administrative immigration judges and assign them to these cases to where we will expedite your stuff. I mean, you're going to get expedited. You're going to have a hearing a week from now, and you're going to be out of here.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of the border, illegal aliens, and more, Nancy in Roundup, great to hear from you. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, good morning, Montana Talks family. I just want to say during all this Central and South American invasion, we're forgetting the Islamists. During Obama's administration and, of course, Biden's, we don't even know how many of these people are in here, and they are Sharia. But I want to talk about Islamburg, New York State, and then, of course, Dearborn, Michigan, which is a growing threat. They're under constant surveillance by our FBI and government. And then we had several training Muslim training camps during the Obama administration in Texas, the largest near Sweeney. Now, thanks to the largest Muslim mosque in the country in Baltimore, Maryland, that's operated by Turkish money and also George Soros in the country of Qatar. We have 400-acre complex just outside of Dallas, Texas. There's going to be housing for 1,000 Muslims only, an Islamic center, a junior college. Everything is geared towards Sharia. While Governor Abbott has stopped it, they're not giving them building permits, but believe it or not, they have 74 houses built already without building permits or any permission from the state of Texas.
No, very important that Nancy brings up the Islamists and radical Islam. It's almost like a lot of people have just forgotten about that whole threat. I just saw a news headline earlier this morning where there was an Iraqi guy who is, was it California? Where was it at? Maybe this guy's basically going around threatening to blow up Christian churches. And it's like, that's the radical Islamic threat is also what was allowed in this country. Russians, 50,000 Chinese nationals over a 2-year period were allowed to enter this country illegally.
And I hate to be a wet blanket there to Nancy. And part of what she said was that Dearborn and these other places are under constant FBI surveillance. Yeah, this is not 2005, and they are not. I mean, the only people that are under constant surveillance by the FBI up through January, or anybody, any of you parents that went to school board meetings, or or any of you Catholics that were anti-abortion or anything like that, y'all were under constant surveillance, but the radical jihadists, no.
Well, the other thing I wonder, too, going back to this due process for illegals deal is, okay, well, if our courts are backlogged, how long are those? We need to hold those people in a detention facility of some kind. So, okay, you want to sit here for how long before we finally get to your case? Because it might be a while. If our courts are really that backlogged, because like you can't allow foreign invaders to invade your country and, oh, OK, well, we didn't do anything to stop you. But now that we're going to try to use the Alien Enemies Act to judiciously get you out of here, we can't just say, oh, yeah, but go hang out in New York or Bozeman or Kalispell or wherever in the meantime.
No, you're going to jail. And at a very minimum, hey, if you don't think you want to try to wait us out or whatever, well, you know, 4 years. You want to sit in jail for 4 years here, or maybe just get off the plane and be a free man down in Venezuela. But if you make us put you through the system, when we get you, you're going to that jail in El Sal. And you know what? Here, right here, boys, I have a video to show all of y'all what life is like in that El Salvador jail. Who wants it? Right.
And then just to make it extra torturous, we're going to have Christy Noem come by with her hair done and nice perfume on and record videos right in front of you. And all you got to do is watch and stare. You know?
Did you see what happened with that? The members of the Trump administration can never do that again, because you know what that judge said in her order? Because we were saying, hey, that's another country. But the judge said, oh, no, Christy Noem went down there and did a PR stunt down there and also said that this is one of our tools. So you guys are partners with them, so bring that person back.
Oh, geez. Right? Yeah. Keep doing the videos. Keep torturing those prisoners with the selfies. Let's go to Matt in Columbia Falls. Matt, what's going on?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. You're hitting the nail on the head here. We've actually already got this process back in the late 2000s when they gave due process to all the terrorists that were being detained in the U.S. and worldwide. They were holding them all at Gitmo. And when I was in the Air Force back in 2008, my unit was tasked with flying over to D.C. every week, pick up teams of lawyers, and fly them down to Gitmo to hold trials for these terrorists that were being detained in the conditions of Gitmo. So all we need to do is pull the lever on reactivating all that. I know there's been talk in the Trump administration about expanding Gitmo and bringing Gitmo back on fully online. Let's just send them all to Gitmo, and we'll start flying teams of lawyers down there to represent them when we have time again.
And remember how the leftist media celebrated the lawyers for those terrorists? Oh, they're doing the job that lawyers are supposed to do, defending the defenseless. But then Donald Trump's lawyers, if they could create something worse than Gitmo, they would have sent Trump's lawyers there, right, John? Matt, thanks for
the call. Well, we have created it. It's down in El Salvador.
That's right.
That's if you've seen the videos, yeah, you do not want to go to that place.
That's where they're sending you and you and you, if they ever get power back ever again, which is why never
me and you are going to re-education camp, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, at least you speak Spanish. I'll have a Tajiman with me.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We're a country that is now headed to $40 trillion in debt. We are a country where Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, they're all headed towards insolvency. We are a country that needs to invest in our energy infrastructure so we become energy dominant, which also would benefit our allies and friends, especially in Western Europe, which get most of the lifeblood of their economy, energy from Russia. I think it's very, very important that we understand where we are as a country. We, for the most part, especially our allied friends, they benefit from the $1 trillion that we spend, your money, every single year on national defense.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless that comes with a lot of fine print, plus, 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 plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more, more, more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone three times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans. Americans.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. The drummer for Blondie, Clem Burke, has died at the age of 70. A statement signed by co-founders Debbie Harry and Chris Stein says his legacy will live on through the tremendous amount of music he created and the countless lives he touched. They announced his passing after a private battle with cancer. And there will be 7 new albums of unreleased music from The Boss. Bruce Springsteen announcing he'll be putting out a box set on June 27th and titled it Tracks 2, The Lost Albums, which collects 83 songs that were recorded across 4 decades. In a press release, he says, quote, "I've played this music to myself and often close friends for years now. I'm glad you'll get a chance to finally hear them." That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, John, earlier this morning, I got a great phone call from Fred from the Flathead. But I thought, hey, let's record this, because we weren't live on the air at the time. So I said, hey, let's record this phone call, because he had a great comment. He was talking about these protesters and all the fake Twitter accounts. Have you noticed these, John, the fake accounts on Twitter and the fake accounts on Facebook that are from bots, basically? Anyway, here's what Fred and the Flathead said.
Hey, one thing I noticed over the weekend on these protests, just like on Twitter, there's a lot of fake narrative generated by bots. One of them you'll notice is, well, you know, I voted for Trump, but I'm really starting to regret that Patriot guy 978. I noticed the same thing from the leaders in the local flat here, the local protest, the leader of it. Well, I have a lot of friends that voted for Trump, but now they really regret it. So I think that's a bunch of fake news.
Oh, anyway, a great point there from Fred and the Flathead. And what I said is it's just like Rush Limbaugh would talk about the seminar callers that would call into shows like his and like this and say, well, I'm a Republican, but yeah. Same. And you see the same thing with social media. It's informational warfare, psychological operations, however you want to describe it.
Well, you see these people on Twitter that'll do the research on it, and they'll plug these certain, like, say, one sentence, two sentences. They'll plug it into the search engine, and then they'll show you 100 of these accounts that simultaneously say that same thing. I voted for Trump, but I'm really starting to regret it now. The word for word, all of them say the same thing.
It's all phony.
It's fake, yeah.
Yeah, and Fred's like, you know, he even said, he's like, I caught myself kind of falling for some of this propaganda. And then he's like, oh, wait, this is phony. This is all spin. They want us to, they're gaslighting us, basically.
But I'm surprised I was able to get in here this morning, Aaron, and even talked about any of this because, see, I already died from the Trump tariffs. You know, Black Monday. I died Friday and yesterday, so I'm just, you know, I don't know how I'm actually sitting in front of you here today. Whatever. All of these people that tell you all of this crap, they've been wrong about everything our whole lives, but somehow they still get to be out here and run their sucks and get paid to run their sucks. I mean, it's amazing.
And there's so many of the panickins. That's the new term, panickins. They fall for this nonsense. It's like, guys, they made the same arguments during Trump's first term, and we saw how that played out. And this is going to play out even better, I think, over the long haul especially. Michael, in the Gallatin Valley, we're just about out of time. What's on your mind?
Quick question. Have either of you heard of any statistics on how many people actually have shown up for the amnesty hearings?
Oh, it's got to be crazy low. I'll ask Grok in the meantime. But yeah, have you seen the number?
I have not.
Yeah,
I was just surprised to see, you know, I agree, it's got to be very low.
Yeah, it's got to be, well, not even just amnesty hearings, but people who are told to show up to court, you know. Well, look at the guy from, you know, well, he's not from the Gallatin Valley, he's from Mexico, but the guy who got the DUI in Bozeman, and then ICE finally picked him up, I think, in Whitefish or Kalispell, at least it was out of the Whitefish sector, or the Spokane sector, the Whitefish station. He was wanted for contempt of court because he was an illegal alien who got picked up for a DUI in Bozeman, and the Biden ICE put him back out on the streets, and so they had to go re-find the drunk driving illegal alien.
There needs to be a special counsel type task force looking at all of this right now, dedicated to it for the next however long. And what Biden and Mayorkas and all of his people did to our country right here, and I do not say this lightly, Aaron, is treason. They were aiding the enemies of the United States to bring all these people in here to destroy us, to cripple us economically in every other way. They have committed treason.
So let's get their due process underway.
Yep.
Let's get them going through a judicial process muy pronto, right?
Ahorita mismo.
That sounds good. I don't know what you said, but I like it. Let's see. How many did not show up for their hearings? The average in absentia rate was 34%. But those are old numbers, too, though. So,
this is the Montana Economic Minute.
Even if the imposition of the highest tariffs in almost 100 years were good economic policy, which manifestly they are not, the way in which they've been rolled out is poisonous to the global economic growth that has powered prosperity for going on three decades. At their heart, they undermine the very thing that has made America a good place to invest, and that is the predictability of our laws and institutions. The new tariffs are not a law, far from it. They're a creative interpretation of executive power in exactly the same sense as the Biden administration's multiple attempts to forgive hundreds of billions of dollars of student loan debt were. They are as unpredictable as the actions taken by another activist administration of an earlier era, FDR, during the Great Depression. And tragically, they will likely produce the same outcome, the fatal hesitation of investors and risk-takers to commit to actions that ultimately spark economic growth. When policies change on a whim, it's rational to sit on your hands for a while. It's also a recipe for an economic shipwreck. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.